It is author Denise Vega for our final lesson, Lesson 10, Staying Positive in the Find a Publisher course. Hard to believe we're here, or maybe you've been skipping around, maybe you came here first, which would have been very cool. In some ways, I think this is one of the most important lessons, because if you don't have a good attitude about this whole process, you can get really discouraged. You may even give up, which I've actually had some friends do, and it was just heartbreaking because they had so much talent, and it just might have been that next submission or even that second or third manuscript, because it's not always the first one that goes out that's the one that's right for the market. So I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes here talking one-on-one with you, and then we'll jump to a slideshow where I'm going to offer some tips, some techniques, some things to think about as you jump into this fabulous world of children's publishing. So the first thing I wanted to share is that you just need to let yourself have whatever feelings you're having. When I first started out submitting manuscripts, I got tons of rejections and it really bummed me out. I will say though that I never doubted that I should be in the business. I loved writing, I knew I was good, but I also knew I could get better. And I began to understand that a lot of it had nothing to do with my manuscripts and everything to do with the climate of the business. And I'll be talking more about that in the slides. But I just want you to know that you should be able to feel whatever you're feeling. If you're bummed, feel bummed. If you're really excited, feel really excited. If you're anticipating something, anticipate it. Let yourself feel all those feelings. Just don't stay in any one and keep moving forward. This is a career. You're in it for the long haul, which also means you need to have a lot of patience. So I've been doing this a long time, as a lot of you know. I still get rejections. I have an agent, and I think I've shared that with you. I still get rejections, and it used to take me probably anywhere from 2 days to a whole week to get over a pass. Now it takes me maybe a minute, and I'm not exaggerating. It's just like, okay, they didn't want it. Let's see who does, and I just move on. So let's go ahead and take a look at those slides. And I will see you over there. All right, here we are at the Lesson 10 Staying Positive slides. Just like I mentioned, I want to go over a few things, some techniques, some things that I do, some things I really want you to think about as you begin this awesome journey into the world of children's publishing and submitting your manuscripts. So let's take a look first, like we always do, at what we covered briefly in Lesson 9, some of those high points. So we talked a lot about handling passes, if they requested more pages, what about revision requests, whether they've offered a contract or not, kind of talking about all of those goodies, and what are some of your options in terms of the types of responses that you get. And I went into some more specifics about getting more pages, requesting more pages and what that looks like, what happens if you get an offer, and some a little bit of the contract negotiation tips. Obviously, I'm not an agent. I can't tell you everything about contract negotiation. I just shared some tips from my own personal experience when I negotiated my very first contract for my Build a Burrito book. So those were some of the high points of Lesson 9, handling responses. So let's take a look at staying positive during this whole process. So here are the thoughts that I'd like you to consider in your personal positivity practice. Because yes, just like a lot of things, whether it's writing practice, meditation practice, your yoga practice, you have to practice it, which means doing it. So let's take a look at some of the things that I'd like you to consider. The first one is, who has the power? The second one is, what are your passion projects? Third is, looking at some thick skin techniques. And finally, we'll look at rejection resiliency. So let's start first with who has the power. Now, one of the things we do as artists is we put a lot of power on the person giving their opinion, whether in our world it's an editor or agent who's accepting a query or looking at a query or a manuscript or just pages, or it's a book reviewer. We suddenly lose who we are and say, oh yeah, whatever they say is true and I believe it and now I suck. So I really, really, really want you
to think very seriously about this and really hold on to your power. Because if you're giving it away, then you're going to be miserable. Trust me on this, because I've done that. If you're thinking that, okay, if I get this rejection, I'm horrible, I'm going to quit, or my writing's horrible, or if I get this pass, my world is wonderful, then your emotions and your life is going to be completely dependent on someone else. And you know, we know that as adults, that just doesn't work. So if you're giving away your emotional power in any way, shape, or form, take it back right now. Now remember, you cannot control someone else's response to your story, but you can control your reactions and your responses. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how that might look in just a bit. But my biggest point here is you have the power over how you handle a situation and how you approach a situation. Do not give anyone else your power. Okay, let's talk about passion projects. I cannot emphasize this enough because it truly, truly, truly is about the writing. And really, publication is fantastic, absolutely. But honestly, the excitement eventually wears off. And I'm sure you're saying, well, let me just experience it. I haven't been published. I just want to feel that feeling. You will. I hope you will. But I am telling you honestly that if I knew then what I know now in terms of it is about the writing, it's finding the joy in the writing, it's detaching from the publication outcome, I would have saved myself so much anxiety. So I just wanted to give you this quote that I read from my Live Happy magazine, the October 2014 edition. Goals and achievements should enhance our happiness while allowing us to appreciate what we already have. So we need to always be in that sense of, look at everything I have. This event that might occur, whether it's acceptance for publication, a great book review, those enhance things, but they aren't the be all and end all. Okay, the other thing I want you to think about is making sure you're always working on something that gives you really great joy and feeds your excitement. This is especially important when you're submitting because it can take a long time to hear back from an agent or an editor. And in the meantime, you need to be doing something fun that gets you excited. So keep that in mind and make sure that that's happening. And finally, the excitement that you might have with a passion project does not necessarily have to be your next writing project. It could be you love working in the garden and that gives you joy, or you're volunteering somewhere, or maybe you dance or sing. All of that is fabulous, whatever lifts you up. But I'd really encourage you to have at least one writing passion project so that you have something excited about to submit if for some reason what else is currently on submission is just not getting any traction. You want to make sure you've got that next project ready to go. Or not only that, but many agents and some editors, if they're excited about your work, but that piece isn't quite right for them, they may say, what else do you have? Well, you better make sure you got something else, my friends. So keep that in mind. All right, let's look at some of my thick skin techniques. First of all, remind yourself of your greatness every day because you are great. We all are. We're all unique. We're all special. We're all fabulous. Yes, we have our faults, but the fact is that we are awesome and nobody's opinion of our work should change that. Remind yourself that it's a business. Now, I talked quite a bit about this in lesson 9. Things that someone might say about your manuscript are about the manuscript and about the fact that they're trying to fit it in and decide if they can make money off of it and all of that. It is a business. You need to approach it that way. It's a little harder when we're artists because so much of ourselves can be in our work, but it's really important to keep this delineation in mind. The other thing I'd really encourage you to do is use the submission affirmations that I've created. This can help you keep on track. You can read them in or out of order. They're all meant to be standing alone. Maybe someone will grab you one day. Just keep saying it to yourself. Just make sure that you're feeling good and that this and you're in a good place because you don't know what's going to come in your inbox or through regular mail, depending on the requirements of the editor. Most agents take online, as you know, if you looked at lesson 5. Finally, keep submitting. It goes back to that whole concept of practice. You've got to keep doing something so it becomes like a habit. It becomes just like part of the gig. So I'm submitting, I'm getting responses. I'm submitting again, I'm getting responses, and I'm dealing with those responses. So it just becomes almost automatic, which is why, as I said in my intro in this lesson, that for me, I get a pass. It literally takes me hardly any time at all to get over it. It's just, okay, part of the deal, and we have to move on. And having said that, like I said in the video, that may not be the case for you since you're just starting out, and that's okay. Please give yourself permission to get pissed off, to pound on the wall, to toss something in the air, whatever you need to do. But once you do that, then get back to, this is a business, let's move on, who's next on my list, etc. Okay, this is what I call rejection resiliency. And again, do your best to remember the publisher or agent is not rejecting you. You, the person. They are passing on a manuscript for a variety of reasons that may have nothing to do with the quality of your story. And I talked about this in lesson 9. So just try to keep that in mind as much as possible. Even though you may have put a lot into your manuscript and it feels like your baby, I get that. Feels like they're rejecting your baby. They're not. They're just saying, this does not fit with our list because we have something similar already. Because it isn't quite strong enough, because we have enough duck books, because we just don't think we can make the money on it. All of those are business decisions. You got to start thinking like a business person. Now, the second one I think everyone's going to freak out about, but send positive thoughts to the person who sent a pass. Okay, I know some people think this is insane, but for me, it helps me. I think about the person who passed. I send them good thoughts, I wish them luck, and I wish them peace. Because I think a lot of times in this business, the editors and agents, there's a lot of fear in the business. Ebooks have changed the landscape of our business. Some people are running scared. So I feel like sending them a little peace gives me a little peace too. Because they're only human, and they may make a mistake. The other thing is, you don't want someone taking on something that they're not as excited about as you are. So I just send my positive thoughts and move on. And finally, hopefully you know that there's no such thing as failure. We only have lessons to learn. This has been a huge, huge revelation for me. And I'm really looking at the lesson. If there's feedback in a pass, can I learn anything from it? Can I make any revisions? If only one editor says it, I'll think about it, and if it resonates, I'll do it. But I may not, because it's only one person. But if a few editors have said something, I'm probably going to seriously think about that feedback. And if there isn't any feedback, but you've been using the same query or sending out the same pages and you're getting them back, or you're not hearing at all because nothing or silence means a no, find someone to give you some feedback and evaluate. If you have pages that have never been workshopped by anybody, check out classes, go online. A lot of people do critiques. I myself give a very limited number of one-on-one paid critiques. So get all that done. Okay, so that's learning a lesson about the actual query or the manuscript that you sent. But then ask yourself, is there anything I can learn about myself in terms of how I feel every time I get a pass or when I don't hear? Do I go into this mode of, what's wrong with these people? They're so rude. I can't believe they haven't responded to me. How dare they? Well, if you go down that negative road, it can be very hard to get back. And let's face it, it doesn't hurt anybody but us when we go down that road. So I really encourage you to avoid doing that, to avoid trying to assume what's going on or creating some negative scenario that's them against us. Just let it be what it is and keep going. Okay, just have a couple of what I see are some of the biggest newbie mistakes that writers make when they're just getting in here in terms of trying to stay positive. And the first one is that they're giving away their emotional power. So they may say, I can't send anything out anymore. I can't handle any more rejections. Where two things for me are going on there. The first is that you're letting somebody else decide what kind of mood you're going to be in. So if whatever they do, that's going to determine your mood. Again, that's giving your power away. So the other thing is, if you say you're not going to submit anymore because you don't want to get a rejection, what if that next submission is the one that gets accepted? What if that's the one? What if that's the agent or that's the editor who totally connects with your work, but you don't know that because you gave up too soon? Now, having said that, I also believe in honoring our feelings. So sometimes the best thing to do is take a break from submitting and do that for a while, as long as it takes. And then that may enable you to go ahead and focus on creating stories, get your excitement building up again, and then you can go back to submitting. I've known a few people who have taken a sort of a submission hiatus, and it's worked out really well for them. I think that the main thing I'm trying to emphasize here is that you're not telling yourself a negative story and repeating it over and over so that you get so discouraged that you don't want to keep going. So it's more about honoring your feelings and doing what you need to help yourself without staying in the doldrums, staying in that negative story, staying in that place where you just cannot get out, you can't get excited again, and you're really discouraged. So hopefully that makes sense. So that's the first thing. The second one is putting all your hopes on one manuscript. This goes back to something I said earlier. You have absolutely got to continue working. If this is a career, you've got to produce. Not everything is going to be accepted. So you've really got to keep doing those projects that you're excited about. And if they want to see something else, you've got it ready. Yes, I've got another picture book manuscript. You bet I have another young adult novel. Or I'm in the process of revising it and my critique group's looking at it and it's going to be ready very soon. And I'm so excited that you want to see it and you'll get to see it when it's ready. So just remember those two things, because you don't want to be making these mistakes and really driving yourself crazy and really not having a good time, because hey, life's supposed to be fun. And if this isn't fun, now, granted, I get it. Passes aren't that fun, but let them go. Once you're able to let them go quickly, you can get back to the fun part, which is working on passion projects and saying, if not this, then something better is coming down the pike. And it may not be that manuscript. It may be the next one, or it could be four manuscripts down the road. But just know that if you have that instinct, you have that feeling that this is where you belong, this is what you're supposed to be doing, it'll happen. All right, so next up is checking out the bonus lessons if you haven't already. The first one, what about agents? And of course, the other one, submission tips for author illustrators. So if you happen to be one of the lucky ones who is an author illustrator, please make sure you go check that out and get some tips that I've created, and also tips from some author illustrators that I did quick little interviews with. So they were kind enough to send me their tips. And remember, I'm here for you. So if you do want to rail against, if you want to yell to me so you're not yelling at an agent or editor, I am happy to listen and I'm happy to help boost you up. And don't forget about the submission affirmations. Thanks.